Until recently, getting a glimpse of a European brown bear would mean travelling deep into the woods. But in Slovakia, close encounters with these bears are increasingly happening much closer to home. A boom in bear numbers has meant that some curious bears, unable to resist the chance to rummage through the bins, have started to take an interest in village life.
The people are scared and they're coming here to complain almost every day.
Jan Moskos, mayor of the High Tatras village, he proposes drastic action.
Of course we can do something about this problem by making sure our bins are secure, but I think some controlled shooting is also necessary.
But conservationists say that killing these so-called problem bears isn't the answer. Instead, they want to study them.
At night we know they're raiding the bins, but what we want to know is whether they go all the way back into the mountains or whether they stay in the villages, so that we can look at solutions to this problem.
Graham Bishop runs Project Bear in collaboration with scientists from the High Tatras National Park, and today is their chance to get some answers. So we've got a bear in the cage.
Yes, we do. She's very relaxed. Yeah, she knows that we're not going to disturb her at this very moment in time, but she will get a little bit aggressive if we go near the cage.
This inquisitive bear has been caught just outside a village. She's going to be fitted with a collar. It contains GPS technology that can monitor her position 24 hours a day. First, she's given a tranquilizer dart. And then, when she's sound asleep, the work begins.
So the bear has been removed from the cage. She's a young female, and she'd stand up about a metre tall if she were awake, but she's quite heavily sedated at the moment. And the team are having to work really quickly. They haven't got very long before the anaesthetic wears off. So the first job is to get the collar on, and it's going to allow the team to track her every move to see where she's going and what she's doing. Essentially, it's going to give them the first glimpse into the private life of this problem bear. Yeah.
By watching where the bears go, they can start to work out how to tempt them away from the villages, such as using strategically placed feeding stations. But the team says it's vital to find a solution soon. Graham Bishop again.
I think problem bears are going to increase in the future. Populations in the area are increasing, more revenue is demanded from tourism, and the bear population is increasing as well. So I think more problem bears is inevitable. Therefore, if we can look at the problem bears that exist at the moment and see if we can help solve that problem, then in the future we'll be better armed.
The team have retreated to the safety of their car because the anaesthetic is just wearing off. The bear is moving her head about, sniffing the air, poking her tongue out, kind of wondering what exactly has gone on.
With her collar on and activated, still a little unsteady, she eventually wanders back into the forest. She doesn't know it, but the data she provides could be the key to finding a way for humans and bears to live together.